flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What will keep Miles in Cleveland? What will make him happy? Well, Joe Thomas was on ESPN Milwaukee earlier this week in his home state of Wisconsin. And one of the things he was asked about is advice to Myles Garrett being a great player on predominantly losing teams.
So I don't think Miles has to make that decision right now, because I don't think there's any trades that are going to happen until we find out what the Browns are going to do at quarterback. But I think for him, reflecting on my own experience, I think there's a huge benefit looking back at his own legacy if he plays with one team, which is something that you did, something that I did, and something that very few players in today's professional football actually get an opportunity to do. So if you have that opportunity, I think it's pretty rare, pretty special, and it's pretty meaningful when it's all said and done to say, hey, I was a Cleveland Brown. Hey, I was a Green Bay Packer my entire life. That's my identity. That's who I was. That's who the fans know me as. And there's no confusion about when I go in the Hall of Fame, what helmet I'm going to be carrying when I walk up there. And I think that is something that's meaningful not only to you as a player who's reflecting on your own legacy when it's all said and done, but also to the fans and how they remember you. You're only wearing my team's favorite helmet.
With respect to Joe, he's the anomaly. Like, I don't know at this point Miles should want to be only associated with the Cleveland Browns. Like, I think that's the downside. Like, I think Joe's the unicorn. I think having that kind of loyalty. Joe's also about a decade older than Miles. You know, we grew up in a time where we still remember Cal Ripken in one jersey.
Yeah.
Like, Miles is a decade later. Like, find me, unless it's New York, unless it's L.A., find me. I mean, even great players in football. Von Miller, 3 teams now.
Yeah, I mean, our game, our mind, we both go back to baseball all the time, right? Yeah. So, and CeCe's at the top of everyone's brain because he wasn't able to pull it off, right? But we talked about Manny. We've talked about all these guys, Lindor, all these players that have gone and moved to another team. I like the idea. I think there is something special. But, like, if Miles were to do a second act now, is there enough time in Miles Garrett's career to be like, he was more remembered as this other team than he would be a Brown? And I think he might be running out of real estate there.
I don't think it would be that hard. If he went to a team that was a consistent playoff team.
I mean, what is he going to play? So, what, 35?
Yeah, so he's got, what, 6 years left?
6 years left. He's already won a Defensive Player of the Year here, but he's accomplished nothing else.
What's the best case considered? If Miles asked out, what's the best landing spot he could land in? Kansas City isn't realistic because of their...
It's not realistic. It's always the best landing spot, but it's not realistic. You'd say the Bills is a very good landing spot, but that doesn't seem very realistic either.
So, Mac, you got one?
Detroit?
Oh, okay.
They kick Zadarius Smith to the curb.
So if Miles spent the next 6 postseasons actually playing in the postseason, and at least half that time he's the Miles that we've seen, Yeah. I mean, think about it. Like, Reggie White played for the Eagles.
Well, but then will he be considered the Robin to Hutchinson's Batman in that scenario?
No.
Because Hutchinson is on a track to be the next generation of Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, those guys.
Yeah, but he's not there yet.
But he's on track. I mean, 2 years down the line, he's going to be in every DPOY conversation.
But I think specific to this, Reggie White comes to mind. Reggie was in Philly, I think, from 85 to 92. And everybody remembers him as a Packer because that's where he won the Super Bowl. And he played in Green Bay, 93 or 94 to 98? So he had 5 years in Green Bay, then one or 2 years in Carolina?
Well, we just talked about CeCe, right? Where you win a Super, where you win a World Series, where you win a Super Bowl trumps a lot of individual accomplishments. And CeCe's a great example of this because he won the Cy Young here, but winning the World Series mattered so much more in the big picture because people just remember that more. They do.
I also think we're to an era now where fandom isn't the same. And I'm not trying to be the old man on the lawn, but like, people tend to be fans of players, and they tend to be a little bit more transient.
I think that's the NBA world's, creeping in.
Well, I know. So I think you can be a Browns fan and then be like, all right, but wherever Miles goes, I'm rooting for him as well. Like the Baker thing. Like, there are fans who of the Cleveland Browns,
yeah,
who they're also Baker Mayfield fans and root for him. When there's no conflict, they root for him to succeed at all costs.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I mean, I'm the guy 2 hours ago that says I still keep tabs on Colin Sexton. So maybe I'm speaking out of, both ends of my what. But I wouldn't follow Myles Garrett anywhere else. Like, if he ended up with the Lions, I'm not keeping tabs on him. What I would do? I'd treat him the same way I'm treating Amari Cooper right now, where it is something I note during games. And the fact that he's been a no-show in the first 2 weeks of the playoffs with one reception in the first two games the Bills have played, I'm like, okay. All right, I keep note of it, but it's not anything else for me.
Miles is in rarefied air, or at least he should be. It's him, it's Nick Chubb, it's Joe Thomas, and maybe one or two other players.
I would definitely watch and root for Nick Chubb in another uniform. I'd still root for Miles because I like Miles a lot as a person, but I don't think I'd be like, I'm dialed into this Lions game because I need to see Myles Garrett.
Oh, I think there are people who still are on about Miles. He is not as beloved as Nick Chubb or even Joe.
Like, we're talking to the degree where if the Browns game is on, it's a 1 o'clock window, and then team other, whatever that is, you're watching. Like, for Baker, for instance, there are a lot of Browns fans that just.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baker's on the TV. They're watching that over the Browns.
Well, they're not Browns fans anymore. They'll say, Baker fan. Yeah. So, like, that's different. Like, what I'm saying is, like, all right, I don't want you to beat us, but I want you to win wherever you go. I think Miles definitely has that. I think he's third. I think since 99, I think he's the third most just beloved Brown. Now, Chubb and Joe are on a different level. But like Joel, as much as he's beloved, I think Miles is to a different level. I mean, I'm not even just talking about like the football and what he's done as the best defender maybe we've seen in 30 years, maybe since Clay Matthews, maybe Eric Turner. I'm trying to think of like guys, like he said such rarefied air. But yeah, I mean, I think winning the DPOY, he was instrumental in the Pittsburgh season where we go to the playoffs and win. I think there are still people who love him because of the Mason Rudolph thing and knocking his skull in. I mean, I think I really do think, like, I think if the Browns and Miles end up breaking up, I think people are going to blame the Browns and they're not going to blame Miles. And I think that you'll see that's where that split comes.
No, I don't think people would blame the Browns. Or excuse me, I don't think they'd blame Miles. I just wonder to what extent, though. Now, like, everyone can be like, oh, I'm rooting for Miles. But are you rooting for Miles when you just happen to see the Lions on the TV if we keep using Detroit as our team? Or is it the type of thing where you're buying a Miles Garrett Lions jersey and you're dialed in as much as you possibly can be as long as the Browns aren't playing?
I think it's right there. I think it's right there with Baker.
I don't know about that.
Baker, I mean, they're both divisive players. I mean, and Baker more divisive than Miles.
I think it's also easier to follow a quarterback often. I think in these discussions it becomes, because you see the quarterback and they impact every single offensive play, where Miles, you can watch him on the defensive side of the ball, but it's not the same.
Miles in a scenario where he's getting more primetime games, more playoff games as well. You know, okay, double the primetime games, and now he's in the playoffs. He gets to the second round of the playoffs or the AFC title game, maybe makes a Super Bowl, wins a Super Bowl. Like, that 3 or 4 year stretch would do more for his legacy, the big picture, Hall of Fame legacy, all of it, than the first 7 or 8 years in Cleveland. It's just the reality of the importance of winning and how people perceive you. Again, it is the, okay, Philadelphia had a couple good years. Never won a Super Bowl, and the Green Bay came afterwards.
So the general NFL fan, I agree with that, yes. But I don't believe Browns fans would just follow him like he's the Beatles or anything like that. I just don't see that.
216-474-0092. I don't think they would have done it with Baker, and here we are. Would you follow Myles Garrett to another team? Meaning, if he and the Browns end up, everything looks hunky-dory right now. Everything does. But Joe Thomas, you know, his advice to Miles was about being, you know, with the same team for the full year and for your full career, and how that changes how you're viewed. I think that's how Joe views it. That's how maybe I and what I value as a person and as a football fan would view it. I don't know that a younger player from a different generation would feel that same way. Would you follow Miles if he and the Browns broke up to another team? Sean Merriman, lights out. Next on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.